Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Everyone knows guilt tipping is going too far, right? We can all agree.
I will agree.
You now tip. Like, name a place you get food that doesn't take tips now.
A lot of the fast food places still don't. If you go through the window, if you order on the app.
Oh, that's true.
Dude, are you sure on the app? Because I'm gonna tell you, like, Five Guys, it's on there.
I know.
It's right on the app.
Really? Starbucks is on there.
What is?
Starbucks.
Oh, Starbucks.
Are you in their actual app, or
yes,
are you ordering on like Grubhub? Or?
No. Like, if I'm going to the store at the end, it's like, would you like to throw a little?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it on some of them, yeah.
So I don't know if McDonald's does. You're the McDonald's, you're on the app pretty much constantly. Do they have a tip?
Why did you say it with such disdain?
I didn't, I just think it's hilarious. Like, it's just, you're a grown man, dude. And it's the,
yeah. Like, when someone needs points, who are you going to come to?
Huh? Do you know how many Chick-fil-A points I have?
Oh, wow.
Well, it's been forever since I've been there.
Oh, my God, I have so many points.
What's the conversion rate on these points on all these apps? It's always like, you have 8 million points, and you're like, I don't think I've spent that much.
Well, like, my buddy Chad, like, goes, he is a medical device salesman, so he'll, like, buy the party trays and stuff for doctors and nurses and whatever. So he has, like, a kajillion points. And I just read a story of some family who's a lot like him, and they have hundreds of thousands of points, and then they just started going, screw it, and they just started buying trays of food and giving it to doctors or giving it to
cute.
Like, so they're like just blowing their points on other things. And I'll tell you this, Chick-fil-A, a company that does not guilt tip. You cannot tip. It's not on the app, and it's not on the thing in the store. It's just not.
Yeah, and there's not a jar or anything there.
Oh, God, no. Why would they need a jar? It's their pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing it for pleasure. Here's the reason I bring it up. We all know that it's gone too far, but now it's having a reverse effect where businesses who even ask for the tip, people don't come back. Because for one thing, like, I just had Five Guys the other day, and I love Five Guys, and I'm not going to talk any trash other than, for two people, it was, for knowing me, it was over $40 with
Jeez.
The tip.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's part of the problem, is that the food, everything is so expensive just before the tip.
Yes.
And then you're tipping on a more expensive
yes.
bill already.
And when they flip that iPad over to you and the person behind you can see what you did.
But that's what sucks, is like, it's not the employee's fault that the price of the burgers went up.
Yeah, but they're not. Does everybody understand where tips came from?
I don't know.
I guess I don't know.
Because there is still a law that if you're a server, you don't make minimum wage. They make a server wage, which is considerably less, but they're going to get tips. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they're making, what's the minimum wage here? 15, 20? I don't know what it is. It's 15 something, I think.
I think so. 15,
it's between
25. $15
and $20 in Colorado right now. Servers do not make that much. So they need the tip
to help get
up there. The dudes at Five Guys, the dudes at McDonald's, they're making at least minimum wage. So to tip, like, they're getting bonus bucks.
Yeah, which I understand why the servers, like, because they get tips, but it's like, but why is it my responsibility to pay them? Just charge what, like, get rid of this weird middleman thing. Let's Shane this, as you like to say.
But
just charge me what it's going to cost, and then I don't have to do the math. I don't have to feel guilty. I'll pay what, if it costs, because it's going to cost that much, whether it's my tip and on three separate lines, or if it's just like, here's your total. Now,
but isn't there times when you're like at, like, we've been at Ocean Prime.
Yeah.
And you're just like, they took such good care. Like, here's, you want to give them more. I just don't want to be told to give you more. Let it be my choice. When you flip a screen over, and then I got the guy behind me going, really? $2?
Or what if they're thinking, oh man, they're guilt tipping. And like, then I'm going to have to do it too.
Because then they flip the screen back to them and they know what you did. And you don't have your food yet.
Unless you hit like zero sign and then like next customer or whatever, X out so they don't
see. Do you
know
how to do that?
There's always something there.
You got to sign first and then hit, you don't fill out the tip thing first, you know, and then sign.
Okay.
You sign and then hit the tip thing real quick and then like she's saying.
You have a way to do that? You literally do that? How much do you, because you're kind of a tightwad. I want to know how much you tip. Like when it's fast casual. So they didn't really do anything. Especially the person taking your money didn't do a thing.
Mm-hmm. So if it's a place where I'm standing and ordering, I'll give them $1 or $2. Because what? Like, or I could give them zero. I mean, they're going to make I'm ordering a bagel, you know? Like, I should have just made one at home in the first place.
Does Culver's take tips?
I don't think so. I don't think they do.
No, I don't.
My money's no good there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.